The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are really excited to be back as the enrollment period is underway to have Mr. McCormick here from Blueberry Pharmacy. If you're hearing about that name for the first time, don't touch that dial. He'll be with us in a little bit. But Lance O'Brien is here, MediConnect, the inside connection. Busy, busy time, obviously, because of the enrollment period. MediConnectInsurance.com for everything that you need to know. And we have those live advisors standing by until noon today, where they are standing by to set up an appointment for you, first time, or you just want to review your benefits. And remember, there is never a charge for their services. Lance, it's great seeing you again.
It's good to see you, too. I blinked, and it's November.
I know. Just like that.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely chaotic and crazy October, but it's been pretty amazing. We've received more calls than any year before, more requests for appointments through the website. We've run more in-person appointments. It's been a year of more, and it's just been exciting.
Yeah,
been awesome.
Like that great line from The Godfather, every time I try to get out, they keep dragging me back in. You're actually running some appointments because you guys are just swamped right now.
Yeah, I mean, this year is the first time I've really been running many appointments, and that's coming to an end here soon. And it was for a couple reasons. One was certainly volume, right? You know, the volume is just crazy high for us right now. But with all the changes, I really wanted to see things firsthand. I think that is important, right? Like, to be able to get into some homes, get into some conversations, and see how the changes are actually working in real time. So super important.
Well, I was absolutely just pleased to be at the world headquarters the other day and just watching everybody, all the moving parts, and it just was seamless. And it's a great office, and these people go above and beyond the call of duty, and that's why they are the best at what they do. So if you need help, MediConnectInsurance.com.
Yeah, so if you're listening this morning, let me just talk about the reasons behind the volume, why it is what it is, and then I'm excited to get to Kyle with Blueberry Pharmacy here in just a few moments. He's going to have so much to add to the conversation. But, Rob, it's not just one thing that's causing the volume increase. There's actually a number of things. First one is we don't talk about this as much as we probably should, but rising Medicare supplement prices, mm-hmm. right? We've actually had a lot of calls this year of people who chose not to do an Advantage plan, but they have a supplement, but yet those prices are increasing. And those prices normally increase, but the percentage has been much greater over the last few years. I've met with and talked to some people that they've had as high as 18% increases on those. And what some people don't realize, and you're listening, this is super important. If you have a Plan G out there and you've been on it for 3, 4, 5 years and it's risen $50 or $60 over that time frame, you may be able to underwrite, if you're healthy and can pass, to a new company, and you could save yourself identical, exact same coverage, because a Plan G is a Plan G is a Plan G. You could save yourself $40 a month without doing anything other than underwriting into another company. I think the bigger example, though, is Plan F, which is the plan that's been around longer. People can no longer enroll in. So if you have a Med Sup that keeps going up, you love it, you really don't want to go into an Advantage plan, you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there. So that's one thing. We've had a lot of veterans call in because they're like, I'm hearing about the fact that I can get money back into my Social Security. And again, we have great appreciation. My daughter, sergeant in the Army, Army Reserves, we have a lot of respect for our veterans and them having served and everything that they do. And if they have TRICARE or they use the VA benefits, their VA benefits, we want them to be able to utilize these additional programs because it doesn't interfere. I think that's the biggest thing. People are like, well, I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt those benefits. The way that they've structured things is you can actually enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, get money back into your check, and it has no impact whatsoever on those other benefits, but it gives you extra benefits. So I love that. Then, of course, we got Inflation Reduction Act and everything that's going on with that. We're seeing benefits drawn back in Advantage plans. We're seeing deductibles added to Medicare Advantage plans where it was never there. We're starting to see co-insurance on Advantage plans on Tier 3 and 4 when it used to be just a flat copay. We see ancillary benefits like dental, vision, hearing that were certain levels last year. Now they're not as much. So there's a lot of movement in the marketplace. If somebody has a standalone drug plan, Rob, right, they have seen their plan one either eliminated or migrated to another plan. There used to be over 30 of these drug plans to choose from as little as 3 years ago. Going into 2025, there's only 14 left, right? So making sure you're getting the right drug coverage is so important.
That's amazing. That's like cut in half.
Yeah. Yeah, because the changes, I mean, there's a lot more onus on the carriers, right? And the carriers are doing their best to make adjustments to it, right? But that's why you're seeing changes in the other areas, because the cost is ultimately being spread around.
Yeah, and for the thought process, and, you know, we've talked to Cal about this when he's been in here, and obviously you guys every week. You know, a lot of people think that it's just completely leveled the playing field. All of the bells and whistles are gone. But there's still some stuff out there that can really benefit you. And the only way you're going to find out, dealing with Cal, obviously, with prescription drug prices and, you know, Inflation Reduction Act, donut hole, but also with your professionals at MediConnect, you can still do the deep dive to find things that people may not believe are around anymore.
Yeah, I mean, one of the people I met with over the last couple of weeks, we actually worked with them about a year and a half ago, got them signed up. They really liked their plan, but they wanted to do a review, which doing a review is smart, right? Because especially with the changes. And after I went through everything with him, he didn't want to change his plan. That wasn't his intention, but he wanted to make sure. And when we looked at it, one of his drugs that it was a pretty expensive drug is now being covered on another plan for 2025 at no copay. So it was crazy for him. He was literally saving $1,600 by moving to this other plan and not really losing anything on his benefits, which, again, for people that are living on fixed incomes, and actually for anybody, saving $1,600 a year is a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
You know, but I mean, and that's not the only one. I could actually go over case by case of people that I've met with. Now, some people, if they had, you know, generics, there wasn't massive shifts for them, but they had what I think is one of the most important things, because we talk a lot about dollars and cents, which we should, but it's the peace of mind, right?
Knowing it's there.
It's knowing that you're talking to someone that you can trust. I think that's huge, right? You know, because there's a lot of, you know, we're on Facebook more these days and we see the word scam a lot and all of that. And I promise anybody, nothing we do is that, right? So one, getting a trusted resource that you can communicate with is huge. Mm-hmm. But then after the process, knowing, hey, I'm still in the best spot that I can be in. And something else we've seen this year, Rob, is we've seen a lot of people who they were with the right company, meaning whatever company was providing their Advantage plan, but there was another plan within that company that was more beneficial for them, and they just didn't know about it because maybe they had been in the previous one for years.
Yeah, that's why you guys peel back all the layers. That's
yes.
What makes it work. Okay, let's talk about some other things like seminars, things that are happening, and obviously the best way for people to get a hold of you to set up an appointment, and I urge you, if you don't do anything this hour, do that. There is never a charge for their services.
Go ahead. Yeah, Live Advisors definitely standing by. We're about a week out on appointments right now, booked full for this coming week. So call in now, get set up before we hit holidays. I do want to mention that the ACA, Affordable Care Act, penny enrollment period started yesterday. We do a ton of penny work. We help tons of people that are navigating. So people want to call us to get help with that. We can certainly help them there. We are winding down our seminar season as we get to the holidays, but November 12th at 6 p.m., we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. This is a new to Medicare seminar. So if you're new to Medicare in the next 6 months, 12 months, you want to come. And then on the 14th at 6 o'clock, this is a already on Medicare AP 65 plus seminar at Secular Law Firm, Mount Lebanon Municipal Building, Washington Road in Pittsburgh. And then the last thing I want to mention, Rob, is we launched our webinars here recently. Massive, massive turnout already. The last one we did on Wednesday was 65 people jumped on the webinar. Incredible. The next webinar is November 13th at 11 a.m. They can go to the website, seminar tab, register right there.
Listen, this next guy makes us look like a hero when it comes to helping you with prescription drug prices. Absolutely love what they're doing. They are setting a precedent. You do not want to miss the story in case you haven't heard. And if you haven't, where have you been? He's been with us quite a bit of late, as has the brand Blueberry Pharmacy. Cal McCormick in the spotlight when we get back on the Inside Connection. MediConnect with Lance O'Brien and your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, let's keep it going now. And in the spotlight, we're going to get to Cal McCormick, president of Blueberry Pharmacy. And here is your host of the Inside Connection, Lance O'Brien. Lance.
Yeah, so one of the big reasons why I wanted to have Kyle on is because I know personally over the last couple weeks, four times already, I've referred people out to him just because of the people that we've been working with. And I know we're going to dig into that from a conversation we had a little bit earlier today, but Inflation Reduction Act, Part D changes is the big catalyst of what's creating a lot of these other changes. I know pharmacy is your space, right? This is what you do. So welcome. It's great to have you back.
Thank you so much, Lance. Good to be here. Thanks, Rob. Good to be in studio and talking about Medicare and pharmacy. Those are my love languages.
There you go. Yeah, I've read that book, actually. So for people that are first-time listeners, or maybe they weren't listening weeks at you've been on with us before, just tell us a little bit about who you are and what Blueberry Pharmacy is.
Sure, yeah. My name is Kyle McCormick. I'm the owner of Blueberry Pharmacy in Westview, Pennsylvania. Different kind of pharmacy than most pharmacies. We actually specialize in drug pricing. And very straightforward drug pricing, unlike every other pharmacy that sets up a highly inflated MSRP, would be the best way to put it. We just charge acquisition cost plus a dispensing fee directly to the consumer. So no third parties, no coupon cards. Some patients walk in and have a whole wallet full of single.
Can you take this one? Can you take that one?
Here's my red, white, and blue. Here's my, what do you need? And I'm like, nothing. Your price is your price. We don't need any of those cards. So we just specialize in charging fair and transparent pricing. The first pharmacy in America to really do that, we opened up in March 2020. And since then, we've kind of been leading the revolution of fair and transparent pricing in the pharmacy marketplace. In fact, this past week, I was actually at a national convention, National Community Pharmacists Association, and the 9 a.m. morning session on Sunday was actually two groups. One was learn about Medicare 2025 and how it affects your pharmacy and all the, all the copay changes and everything. And the other one was a cost plus session. And I was like, well, business owners, pharmacy owners are really deciding right now, are we just going the fair and transparent pricing route, or are we going to learn about how complex everything is becoming? So yeah, it's a really interesting marketplace to be in. Lots of changes. Walgreens announcing 1,200 store closures over the next 3 years. Rite Aid going bankrupt, now out of the bankrupt proceedings, but a private company now. Pharmacy is an ever-evolving space, and so I think patients are really feeling that. They are calling up their pharmacy. CVS, you literally can't get somebody on the line unless you call the doctor line. It's directed to go straight to a voicemail. And so I think patients are yearning for a pharmacy, a pharmacist that they can get a hold of, that they can talk to, a pharmacy that's going to exist in the future, that's not taking contracts that are under reimbursed and cause them to go out of business, and a pharmacy that just charges fair and transparent pricing. So that's really what we exist to do.
Yeah, and honestly, the fair and transparent pricing is the big one for me, because that's really been the challenge with Medicare and Part D, right? Because for years, there's been Medicare approved pricing for Part A, which is inpatient services, and Medicare approved pricing for medical services, which is the outpatient on Part B. Mm-hmm. But there's never really been Medicare approved prices, if you will, when it comes to Part D. And a part of the Inflation Reduction Act is they're going to start being able to negotiate prices for 2026 and moving forward, but it's going to be kind of slow, right? But what you're basically saying right now is the way we're just approaching it is we're getting right out in front of that.
Exactly. Yeah. And the concept of a price is just fascinating. Like the fact that a pharmacy can legally take a $10 drug and charge a plan $1,700 for that drug. Like, this is a claim that I've actually seen, real claim, where the pharmacy did that. And not only that, but then there's a lot that happens on the back end with pharmacy benefit managers, things like that. But the $10 drug, why isn't it not just $20? Like, something just fair.
You know? Right. So, now, and
absolutely right. Fair, transparent pricing is not novel, but it is in healthcare.
And speaking of why, like, why did you start this? Like, what was the impetus that made you want to do this?
Yeah. And I was in the retail setting, and a patient walked in, and her medication for overactive bladder through Medicare was going, she was in a donut hole phase. So this was 6 years ago, so not relevant necessarily right now, but donut hole phase, and it was going to be $300 for a month. And I looked, I was in an independent pharmacy. I did the purchasing. I could see that I paid $5 for that bottle. And I said, you know, this isn't fair. Why does this exist? There has to be a world where we can take a $5 drug, charge a fair price for it. Patient wins because, you know, no donut hole calculations, no, you know, no prior auths or anything. Just get the drug right away. And the pharmacy wins. We make a fair markup on the medication. So my wife had faith in me, and, you know, a year and a half later, we open up our pharmacy, and on that thesis, and so far it's worked out.
That's awesome. A good wife is a good thing, isn't it?
Yes. A good wife is a good life.
There you go. Absolutely. So we talked about this earlier, and I kind of want to peel back the onion a little bit in this segment. And so I might talk for a minute or two here, because I mentioned already that I sent four people your way. Why? How did that happen from our perspective as the Medicare advisory firm, right? So I'm sitting down with people. I'm taking their drug list. I'm inputting into Medicare.gov. Medicare.gov is giving me the feedback based on their zip code, their prescription list, and their preferred pharmacy, how much their prescriptions are going to cost. Well, when I begin to look at that list, I'm looking at, well, this one seems more expensive than it should be. Right? This one seems more. So I'm not just taking what the insurance calculator through Medicare.gov is spitting back to me. And all of our executives are trained this way. Then what I'm doing is, in all full transparency, I'm going to GoodRx, which is what I used to do a lot in the past. Now I find myself more readily going to Blueberry Pharmacy because there's not all the red tape that you mentioned before. It's not about getting a prescription card and all those types of things. And literally, there was four occasions just over this past 2 weeks where one was with Restasis, right? Now, I know Restasis is a very expensive eye drop, but there's a generic version of it, cyclosporine, right? You know, which again, on Medicare plans is very expensive, right? Well, Blueberry Pharmacy, it was like $40. Mm-hmm. And it does essentially the same thing.
Exact same thing. Yeah.
Exact same thing, right? So, like, for me, I'm looking at this person, the first time they would have had to go pick up their Restasis, they would have had to pay $500.
Yeah.
Right? Like, to me, that's nuts. Like, I'm looking at it, that's absolutely crazy, right? Yeah. Another one is a cream called Premarin, right? Mm-hmm. Which we talked about earlier.
Conjugated estrogens and comparable medication would be estradiol. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, on that one, it was $400 for the first time pickup, right? And when I went to Blueberry Pharmacy, it was like $10 or $20, depending on whether they were a member or not, right? Yeah. So, and it just absolutely crazy to me that there can be such a wide range. Just continue to expound on that for us.
Yeah, and first I'll emphasize to listeners why they should work with your team, Lance's team, and MediConnect is because they understand Medicare.gov. And they know not to believe Blueberry's prices on Medicare.com.
Exactly.
That's the other crazy thing, and why you need to work with them is that they can understand how to use that tool, because it really is just a tool that you can't. It's not the you know,
it's not the gospel.
Every other pharmacy is correct probably, and then preferred pharmacy, non-preferred pharmacy pricing. Literally every price on Medicare.gov for Blueberry Pharmacy is incorrect because we don't participate, right? So I'm glad that you highlight the fact that if you want to understand, you know, Medicare and best prices, work with MediConnect, because they're the only ones that understand to price compare and to not trust, you know, Medicare.gov for Blueberry prices. That's the first thing I'll highlight, because I think the estradiol cream on Medicare.gov is like $500 or something like
that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah, so you know, just how can it be is because back to that MSRP, the Medicare, the $500 Restasis cyclosporine through Medicare is that artificially inflated AWP. the, you know, Premarin, you know, MSRP on that is $400 some. We don't deal in MSRPs. We deal in what we bought the drug for, right?
What you paid for it.
Exactly. What we paid for it. I'll even show you the invoice. We're the only pharmacy that I'll pull up the invoice and show the consumer the invoice.
Love that.
How much we paid for it.
All right, so tell everybody who's here.
Kyle McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy. How do people get a hold of you? And we're going to come back and continue this conversation.
Westview, up in Westview, 412-612-2279.
Say that again real quick.
412-612-2279.
And 888-818-6334. We'll get you in touch with those live advisors right now at MediConnect to set up your appointment. They're about a week out. But remember, there is never a charge for their services. You're going to revisit, and you should this year, or if you're signing up for Medicare for the first time. MediConnectInsurance.com. We'll be back. It's your Pratt Pack.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back. MediConnect, the inside connection. Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy is here. Don't forget, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Lance.
Yeah, I mean, any of your Medicare questions, if you want to get a new quote on your supplement, if you have questions about your prescription drug plan, if you're on the Affordable Care Act, call the office. We got agents standing by. We're here to help you. Want to get you on either a phone appointment, a home appointment. It's 888-818-6334. We do have a couple seminars going as we wind down for the year before the holidays. November 12th, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center on 5151 Park Ave in Bethel Park. That's if you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months. And then if you're already on Medicare, we do have one more of those seminars. That's going to be November 14th at 6 p.m. at the Secular Law Firm, Mount Lebanon Municipal Building. You can get those addresses and register online by going to MediConnectInsurance.com. Go to the web, the seminars tab. I also do want to plug the webinars. Maybe, you know, you're still looking for that education. Our next webinar is going to be November 13th at 11 o'clock. You can also register on the website there. So great to have Kyle McCormick with us. I know that you have a really busy day ahead of you, so we have you for one more segment. So I want to jump into something that I think is really important. So does someone need to use insurance for every drug transaction? I think that's a huge question where there's a lot of fear, uncertainty. Let's talk about it.
No, that's a great question. And since we don't go through insurance, that's a lot of the fears that we experience with patients. Even though it'll be cheaper, some patients will be afraid. Hey, I have this insurance. One patient I think back to, she said, I pay a lot for this insurance. I find it, I want to use it. Like, I pay for it, I want to use it. Or we'll hear, you know, I think I'll get in trouble if I don't use my insurance, or I'll lose it if I don't use it. And I think there's this false, connection, or, you know, we don't think of the same way with our car insurance, our home insurance. Just about every home purchase, I'm not thinking like, or, you know, home related purchase, I'm not thinking like, should I be using my home insurance? I kind of forget I have it, right?
Like, I try to avoid using it, actually.
Right, exactly. Basically, every other insurance product we try avoid using, because we know that we do know it's important to have it, right? We have to have car insurance. We have to have home insurance. Likewise, we should have health insurance. We should have prescription insurance, but we shouldn't want to use it for every transaction. One, because you might straight up see that you save by not using it. And other things like, you know, in car insurance, you see this where, you know, I make the decision, well, I've got this deductible and, you know, it costs $1,000. So I'm not really having any insurance kick in. And so, you know, especially in the commercial space where you might have an $8,000 family deductible and you're looking at $200 of expenses for the year. There's no sense trying, if you can find something, you know, outside the insurance world and say it only costs you 50 instead of 200, there's no reason to, you know, hope to hit your deductible with that transaction. So yeah, I think shopping around and not assuming that, you know, insurance is important to have, but it's not maybe not the lowest cost, because insurance has to have call centers and has to have a whole prior auth process and everything. So sometimes, often, you'll get cheaper prices faster, no prior auths, without using the insurance for transactions.
Yeah, and I know for us, at the end of the day, our number one goal, MediConnect's number one goal, is we want people to get the best cost on their prescriptions, whether they use their insurance or not. Mm-hmm. That's why when we're in these meetings and we're in these appointments, when we're seeing things, we're saying, we know there's a better option mm-hmm. here, right? And generally, when we're expressing it, how easy is it? Because I know we talked about the phone number, which I want you to give again, but people can also order online. Can you walk us through that as well?
Yeah, so by phone, super easy, 412-612-2279. But also, yeah, we do have a website where patients can look up the cost of their medications. Just think about any other pharmacy out there. You can't go to their website and be like, how much does this cost?
Right.
That's on purpose, right?
Yeah. Red flags right? Come up on the screen, right?
Exactly. We lead with our price, right? In order to do the order, submit refill request or whatever, you know, you're on our price page looking at those prices in real time. And those are actually a live look at our inventory. So that is the medication, the price we bought it at with our dispensing fee, live look at our inventory. That's what's sitting on our shelves right now today if you go to our website. No other pharmacy does that. So they can, you know, submit their information right there. We'll transfer the prescription from their pharmacy or reach out to their doctor to get the new prescription. But yeah, very, very easy, licensed in. I know that MediConnect reaches a lot further than this, but we're licensed in five different states: Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, New Jersey, and Delaware. Very easy process.
So website is?
Blueberrypharmacy.com.
You made it pretty simple. That was really smart on your part, yeah. Right? So www.blueberrypharmacy.com, right? If you go there, I've used it myself. Right up in the right top right-hand corner, it's Get Estimate, right? You click on that button, it brings up, you type it where the little magnifying looking glass is, and when you scroll down, if you have that in your inventory, it shows up in what the price is.
Correct. And even if it's not something we don't have, I know that you reached out several times on medications that may not be showing up on our website, whether that means it's not on our shelves today or just something we'd have to order in, but we can order in any prescription drug. So some of them make sense, some of them don't, but certainly don't hesitate to reach out on something that may not show up on that price check. Also, drugs are hard to spell. So, you know, if you're like trying to find something and you're like, can't find it, maybe it's just a spelling thing. And so just give us a call. We're happy to answer those questions.
Yeah. And I think like with the introduction of all these deductibles on the Medicare Advantage plans this year, with higher deductibles mm-hmm. on the standalone prescription drug plans, again, if somebody goes and gets a certain type of medication where the first time payment is going to be $400 or $500, mm-hmm. that should really be an alarm where it's like, there's another option that I should at least check, right? Mm-hmm. And again, it's what's so fascinating to me is like when people are under 65, Rob, they can get this card and that card and every card. And then once you become Medicare eligible, you pretty much can't use anything other than it was GoodRx for the most part, mm-hmm. right? And then this just gives them an alternative where there's not any hoops to jump through. Mm-hmm. Like the simplicity mm-hmm. of how you guys have set up your system to me is fantastic.
Well, thank you for that. And yeah, one of the challenges with coupon cards, GoodRx, et cetera, is, you know, prices change like crazy. And, you know, you don't want to have to jump from Giant Eagle 1 month to Rite Aid the next, just maximize.
To CVS.
Price is going to stay consistent. One of my favorites this week was capecitabine. It's a chemo agent. Medicare copay for the patient was going to be $400 for a round of chemotherapy.
Oral pill.
It's an oral pill. Yeah. And $400 for a round. And our price for that same quantity of medication was $30. So this patient can now receive 10 rounds of therapy for the same price, right? So again, the importance of shopping around. Still important to have that Medicare plan, critical if they needed a brand name chemo agent. Not the best price for this prescription, right? So again, I want to emphasize, this is why you have to work with MediConnect, is they're the only ones that understand it in the industry, is you have to have insurance, but it's not always ideal to use that insurance.
Yeah, our goal is to get people the best insurance to fit their needs, but also have the knowledge to be able to direct them when there's going to be a better alternative option. And all of our executives are trained this way. It's integral to us and to everything that we do that we're really helping people maximize their coverage and their dollars.
Mm-hmm.
you know, so, but that's just crazy to me. Can I be honest? Like, just being really transparent, the story you just shared, that makes me really excited and really mad at the same time, right? Like, it makes me excited that, like, you guys just really helped that individual a lot, but it makes me mad that it's just not simple to do it.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is that any other route to get that $400 copay, they would have had to wait a week for their insurance to approve it. Only to be faced with a $400 bill. We get the prescription same day it's out the door for $35. So it's just crazy.
What do you think, Rob?
Perfect timing for me to meet this guy at my age. It's think about how long this has been going on.
Yeah.
And now you've got this young man doing what he's doing. It's phenomenal. It really is such a godsend.
And I think this year, you know, again, especially with all of the changes from the Inflation Reduction Act and how they're cascading down to affecting Medicare Advantage plan and standalone drug plans, having this opportunity at the disposal is so important. And that's why, you know, I reached out to you. Actually, I think it was the day after I'd done two appointments the day before, and I used your services for both of them. I was like, we just have to get him back on, because one, people need to know more about it, right? But they need to understand that there's a bigger piece of when you work with somebody, you want somebody who's going to look at the totality of your picture,
right?
Not just follow a formulary that may not get you the best coverage that you need. So again, Kyle, I know we're kind of running to the end of this third segment here shortly, but I want to be able to have you opportunity, one, to get the phone number out a couple more times, the email, anything you or the web address, anything you want people to know, anything we didn't get a chance to talk about that you think would be important.
Sure, yeah, and if you forget any of this, just reach out to MediConnect, to their agents, and they can direct you to us. But it's 412-612-2279. We're located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, particularly a place called Westview. But you can also find us on our website, blueberrypharmacy.com. There's a price checker, as you mentioned, in the top right of the screen, where you can look at the cost of your medications. And we are licensed in 5 different states, so even if you're not local to Pittsburgh, you don't have to come in and pick up. We mail as well to any area that would be in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, and New Jersey, and also now, as of 2 weeks ago, Delaware. So again, that's 412-612-2279.
With the changes coming up, 60 seconds or less, where do you see things going with the pharmacy world, the prescriptions, all that?
Never been a better time to be in pharmacy, just because so much has changed. And I think I remember you saying this, like, probably last time, is change is opportunity, right? You know, chaos is a great opportunity to educate the marketplace and to rethink the marketplace. And so pharmacy has never experienced more change in their life, in our industry's life. You know, from all the closures to all the Medicare changes to just the healthcare marketplace in general disrupting and stuff. It's going to be an interesting future. And I think a lot of it is around transparency. A lot of it's around working collaboratively with, you know, MediConnects, the prescribers directly, the patients, and have a collaborative team and finding those collective costs, effective therapies together. But a lot of that's driven by transparency.
Absolutely. And I think transparency, putting things out there the way they are, I think the consumer wants that, needs that, and deserves that, quite frankly. Sure.
Listen, any deal you do, what's the first thing you say? How much is this going to cost me?
Yeah.
That's what you want to know. Cal, keep up the great work. Always
Thank
good
you.
Seeing you.
Thank
All right,
you.
Short break. Cal is going to leave, but Lance and I are going to take this thing home till 10 o'clock. Stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Lance, one more segment. You know, this is why this show works, because of all of the partnerships, not just the healthcare carriers, but people like him and others, Timmy Seckler, who we bring in from time to time. That's why this thing is just so seamless, Lance.
Well, I go back to the beginning, right? It's been 5-6 years since we came on the air, right? And it was out of the consent decree challenge with UPMC and Allegheny Health Network. And, you know, again, our goal was to get great information out there, make sure that the public was educated. And we continue just to work really, really hard on that. And you mentioned it, like, along the way, Rob, I mean, we're passionate about what we do.
Oh,
we care about what we do. You know, we're not just out there slinging policies. Sorry to say it that way, but that's not what we're out there doing. We're out there really trying to educate and people help people understand. And along the way, we've really been blessed to create some great partnerships that have enhanced our brand, right? As we're enhancing their brand, they're enhancing our brand. And, you know, Kyle is a great guy. He works hard at what he does. He really does care about making sure people get affordable prescriptions as much as it's in his power. And we want to be able to be a conduit to their team because, like, when we sit down with people, we're able to really easily identify where a blueberry could be a great benefit to someone.
Well, you're out there on the front lines every day, and you hear these stories and people who are literally on pins and needles wondering how they're going to make it from Social Security check to Social Security check. So, and that's one of the things that this election's been all about, too. You know, people want to be having more money in their pocket, and you guys find it. Listen, if you can save someone even $100 a month,
yeah,
$1,200, that's a grand plus two. That goes a long way.
Listen, Rob, if somebody's living on $1,500 a month and we can save them $100 a month, right? Like, I had a story just from a couple days ago, a guy we ran into. Income was about $1,700. He has Eliquis, again, very expensive. No one ever talked to him, and he had never worked with us before. No one ever talked to him before about PACE and PACENET. He was qualified for PACENET, right? And we got him set up on it. He went from paying $159 a month right now for his medication to paying $15 a month.
Oh.
Right? Like, it's life-changing for people.
Immediate.
And that was the thing with that scenario. He was able to use it 3 days later. That's all the approval process was, to get his number, everything, pick up his medication. And, you know, he said, you don't even know how much this means to me.
You know how many people have come up to me and said they found out about GoodRx on this program?
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. Maybe this will come off wrong to somebody in the listening, and I don't mean it wrong in any way. We've been doing what we talked about this morning for years. We've been trying to find alternative methods for people to save money for years, right? And it started with GoodRx, and we still recommend GoodRx sometimes because it is a better, but we're always putting, Rob, we're always looking for ways to put more tools in our tool belt, because the more tools we have in our tool belt, the more that the population can benefit. And I am glad you brought up the election. I'm not going to make any kind of political thing, but I think one of the things we've seen as a team is a little bit of election fatigue. I think there's just a lot of fatigue out there from just the overwhelmingness of everything that's happening. And, you know, we've had a lot of people say, I really want to look at this, but I'm waiting for the election to be over. I really want to dive in, but I'm waiting. And, you know, I just really want to encourage you, you know, election's coming Tuesday. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, one thing I do know is I'm going to wake up Wednesday morning with a smile on my face because I'm still breathing and life is still good, right? You know, but if you're thinking that, yeah, I'm going to wait, you need to call, you need to make it happen. You know, we are incredibly busy, but we will make time for everybody who picks up the phone. We have live advisors. When people call us, it's going to be a very rare when they don't talk to a human being within 60 seconds.
Believe me, I was there for a couple of hours just yesterday, and there is a lot of moving parts, and most of those are people going from one room to the next, answering the phone, greeting people, getting them into an office to get going. It's a really incredible piece of production to witness firsthand, and it's just another reason why you are the industry leader in this part of the country.
Yeah, it's exciting. And again, I just get out because I think it's important, you know. So if you have a Medicare supplement right now, maybe a Plan F, a Plan G, and you've had rising prices and you're like, man, I really like this, I wish I could save some money, you should give us a call, right? Because we may be able to see you be underwritten into another company. Same plan, no change to how your benefits are working now, but you could pay less every month. If you had your prescription plan eliminated or morphed into another plan, just because they put you into another plan, that doesn't mean that's the best plan for you. You need to have that checked. Maybe you've had a Medicare Advantage plan and they added a deductible to your Part D coverage and you're not sure if that's going to be the best coverage. You're going to want to call on that. Maybe the ancillary benefits that Medicare provides, like dental, vision, and hearing, have been greatly reduced on your plan. We've received a lot of calls related to that. Maybe you used to have a per day hospital stay and now it's a daily stay, or you had a daily stay and that stay has changed significantly. There's a lot of reasons why people are calling. Maybe, again, you're listening and you're not quite Medicare yet, but you're on the marketplace. You need to get your penny insurance. There's so many ways that we can assist and help you. And maybe it's not you as an individual. Maybe it's your parent. That's what we want to do. We want to provide these services to really assist people.
All right, so let's talk about some of these seminars. Also, just kind of give everybody the bells and whistles information that they need to know, because we're in the midst of it, but December will be here before you know it, and they're already about a week out, so you do not want to put off setting up that appointment, and I can't stress this enough. There is never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. We've got people standing by till noon today, so you will get that live voice that Lance was talking about. 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Final few minutes, all yours, Lance.
Yeah, so November 12th at 6 o'clock, we're going to be at the Bethel Park Community Center. So if you're anywhere in the South Hills and you're new to Medicare in the next 12 months, you do want to get here to this event. You're going to learn about what is Part A and B, what do they cost, what do they cover. We're going to talk about penalties and how to avoid them. We'll really do a deep dive into private insurance options. What is a Medicare supplement? How does it work? What is a standalone Part D plan? What are Medicare Advantage plans? We'll give you everything in about 45 minutes to an hour with questions and really help you begin to build that budget and timeline. If you're already on Medicare and you're looking to go somewhere and learn more in depth about some of these changes, November 14th, we're going to be at Seckler Law Firm on Mount Lebanon Municipal Building and Washington Road in Pittsburgh. If you can't make it, you're not in the South Hills and you can't make it to Bethel Park, we do have our webinars that are running consistently. Next webinar is November 13th at 11 o'clock. You can go right to the website, MediConnectInsurance.com, seminar tab, and you're going to see a link right on the right side of the screen that says webinars, and you'll be able to register for that next webinar, watch right from the, your own home, and then connect with us after to begin setting up everything that's happening. And again, I just want to actually give a shout out to my team. They've been working really hard. All the executives, our managers, every aspect, client experience, my wife and her team, really just been burning the midnight oil. I know a lot of us are working today, and we're happy to do it because we have a limited window to get to everybody. So if you need help, if you've thought about making the call before and never have, you're just not sure, I promise that if you make the call, you're going to be treated well and you're not going to regret it. You may stay with the same coverage, but you may be able to have the peace of mind that you're looking for. You might see an opportunity where, man, this is going to be a lot better for me, and that would also be good for me.
The whole thing, though, it's just being satisfied at the end of the day that you've done everything possible to help people. And you guys, you're a game changer.
Yeah, yeah. And we appreciate it. You know, it was great to have you out to the office. We're getting so much positive feedback from the people we work with. You know, it's exciting. It's fun. It is a little exhausting, but we'll get a little time after the 7th to recharge our batteries, and we'll be right back at it.
All right. So what we need for you to do is to dial this number to set up that appointment. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. MediConnectInsurance.com. Lance, always good seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you as well.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.